There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Inventions time with Doug Steffen, Akos Jankura, and John Cremens. It appears we are all in different locations, not that that's not normally the case. John is in Tampa. I'm in Los Angeles. Akos, where are you?
I'm actually on set at HSN. I'm sitting here waiting my turn. I'm just about to go on with our Betta basket, so I'm behind the scenes here on set on the HSN campus.
All right, so then describe for those who are listening who are intrigued by this, people who have never been to a television show taping or on the set of a television show, whether it's a news set, whether it's a drama set, whether it's a comedy set. In this case, this is big business, big television. What does the set look like? Describe his behind the scenes. Most of the stuff that you see, whether it's a taping of a show, you walk behind the set and it's all a facade. It's usually a bunch of almost cardboard or cheap plywood that somehow or other they do a fantastic job making it look real, but it's all pretty flimsy. Is that the way it looks there?
No, I'm the outdoor set. So they actually built the house, they built the patio. There's actually a real pool built, although it's not a big size pool, just enough for the television to look like a pool. And the outdoor set's kind of amazing because they've really made a lot of effort to make patios and walkways, make it look like you're outside in your own home, except they're all smaller, kind of miniature. Therefore, when they're shooting the cameras, they can actually give you that angle that makes you look like you're basically in the backyard or the pool, that sort of thing. So I'm on the outdoor set, which is a little more sophisticated than normal. Because you're right, normally when we're inside, there's a lot of sort of walls and sort of backdrops that make it look like you're in a cityscape or something, but really just a couple things there, a couple props. But outside, we got real plants, real cars, real pools, and all that.
All right, so what are you selling? And you're going to be on the air when?
I'm going to be on the air at the last sort of 20 minutes to 10. It's the Betta basket. It's a hanging basket with 12 doors. So when you plant in it, it's 360 degrees with the plants instead of just having the top part planted. It's a very, very popular hanging basket. It's very successful. I think it's the fourth year we've been on. And what I love about it, it's a sign that spring is around the corner, because they wouldn't be selling plant stuff if they didn't believe spring was just about the spring.
Well, we got 3 weeks until the beginning of spring. I'm just looking at a weather forecast for the Northeast. It looks like later this week, temperatures get up into the 40s, and they dance around between the mid-30s to mid-40s for most of the month, which is at least a sign that in some way, shape, or form, some of the snow that's on the ground will be melting. But this kind of stuff is a psychological sell, as much as anything else. And I wonder how much of that goes on when you, in selling in general, but something like the home shopping networks that really play on people's emotions. John, as a pitchman for all those years, some of the sex of the sell has to do with ambiance, not necessarily the product itself, but as Akos just said, okay, we're tired of winter. People are fed up with the cold, fed up with the snow. They'll do almost anything and spend almost anything for things that give them a sign of life, a sign of hope, a sign of spring. Yes or no?
And then you get an outdoor show in the middle of winter. But here in Florida, we can do an outdoor show and it's beautiful. Right. And you're looking at it and you're loving the ambiance. You're seeing the sunshine. It looks wonderful. You're dreaming that it's in America. And then all of a sudden, you see John and he brings on Akos Jankura. And Akos has all of these plants and these beautiful blooming flowers. And they're just, there's dozens and dozens of them behind them. And you're going, oh my God, I want my yard to look like that. I want my yard to look like that. I want my yard to look like that now. So then they start calling.
Yeah, so how did you come by? Is this season? So how did you come by these items that you're going to be selling this morning for the first time in quite a while, right? You haven't sold this stuff on the air since last spring?
Well, since last summer, yes. This is one of our inventions. This is one of my personal ones. It's one we developed. I came by it I was looking at a planter once, and I realized, why are we just planting up? Why aren't we planting all around? And I guess a lot of the popular sort of tomato hanging ones. Ever seen those ones that the tomatoes grow down?
Yes.
And we realized, you know what we can do? We can put holes in the side of a regular planter, like 12 of them, and then things can grow down or grow 360 degrees. And that was the birth. It was kind of mixing a couple different ideas together. And it's been very popular. We've sold hundreds of thousands of them in the last 4 years here. People do love them. Today is the first time we've ever offered in color. So this year we have to change it up by offering colors, which we've never had before. So that's the difference. That's the point of differentiation this year over last year. And I was on at 6 a.m. already. I was here at 3:30. And I guess that's what you were just getting up on your show. Getting ready, and I was early birds, get the worm, I guess.
I think that's true. What I would like to highlight here, because I'm intrigued, having not thought necessarily about this aspect of the sales stuff, but I listened to, we have John Deere commercials on now, you've got Bayer that has all kinds of fertilizers, and that stuff's beginning to sell. Those sorts of things that are seasonal are coming on the air, and I guess I'm thinking about where my head is at the moment and where most people's heads are. There's a thing called a locavore movement, which gets people excited about either growing their own food or being close to where their food is grown. And there are a lot of people who live in the cities, or they live in areas where there isn't a lot of land, so they don't have time, or necessarily the land, more importantly, to grow their own garden. So what I'm thinking is that the clever person, because more and more of these sort of window boxes, and I don't want to confuse the issue, but I think that's what you're telling us. I think that's what these are window boxes. You could put them all around your house. You could grow a garden all the way around your house in these boxes. Am I right?
We do have window boxes also, or baskets or hanging things, but you're right. There's a real push, especially in urban areas, a real push where instead of buying engineered food, you could grow your own tomatoes, your own herbs. Kitchen herbs, cooking herbs are a huge business. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Every time we put something on the air that has some kind of oregano, or you're doing basil, or anywhere you're doing this cooking on your own, and the food networks have proved that people love to cook, and they love innovation, and they love fresh, and they love local. Nothing more local than your backyard.
Yeah, no, this is it. The only problem with this is that every day we get closer and closer to Monsanto and some of that ilk trying to control the source of all seeds. I remember a couple of years ago, big controversy when they went so far as to try to control what you, the government, in cahoots with these people, try to control what you bought for seed and how it could be used. There was some proposal in some communities, if you wanted to plant seeds, you needed to get a license to grow things in your own garden. Man, did that get the dander up. We can't have people telling us what we can grow in a free society, but you've got Monsanto every day trying to more and more control all of the sources, buying up all the seed companies, controlling them all. So that's an aside. It has nothing to do with what you're selling, but it is something that's on people's minds because they want to be able to grow. More and more people want to be able to grow stuff. If you don't have any space, this sounds like a perfect way to get some seeds into the planter and watch them come up.
All I can tell you is growing stuff makes me happy. Spring makes me happy.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. So, John, you've been pretty quiet on this over the years. How have you sold things like this when you were the host and you were bringing people in to pitch? What was the most successful thing you remember about springtime selling?
Oh, you know what? If I look back at all the products that we ever sold, I would say the Betta Basket, to be honest, and this is to be honest, with all the products that I had a chance to sell outside, was one of the most successful. And it really was. I mean, it's the demonstration. I mean, when you can sell 3,000, 5,000 baskets in one airing, Mm-hmm. It's pretty substantial. And I look at, and then we had other, you know, good outdoor products, but half the time, you know, especially in Florida, you get rain, so you can't really pitch it inside, but yet you're trying to pitch a pruner. Inside. You can't do it on a tree. I mean, there was one mention that, it was one of these long extended, like, tree groomers. And they wouldn't let me cut the trees outside because it was, you know, aesthetically, it would have messed the aesthetics of the outside set. I'm like, hey, Cuss, is that true?
That's true, right?
I got in trouble. I go, you know what? I'm gonna cut that little 6-inch little thing. So I did it on air, and I was inundated by emails. The set guy came down, and the vice president came down to talk to me. You know, you can't do that. It was 6 inches. I mean,
I think it might grow back, John. It probably would grow back, but they probably couldn't wait for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it would. It depends on the product for the outdoor for an outdoor show. It's got to be really demonstrable. It has to be really beautiful. It has to be eye-catching. I've seen stuff that just sat there. We have pressure washers. Now, pressure washers are cool. That way you can show it blasting stuff away from the walls and the floors and the concrete and everything. And that's cool stuff. So people will go, oh, look at that. I got to get that. So it had to be really demonstrable. There's stuff that wasn't demonstrable, that didn't have a big look to it, just, you know, poo-pooed and gone.
The thing that fascinates me about this, we have to pause for a moment. When we come back, though, I want to talk about how it is that people are watching this. They don't know what's going to come up necessarily for sale, and people are there ready to buy all this stuff by the thousands. That's what amazes me about all of this. And we are focused on Akos Dankoran, his selling at home shopping, John Creeman's Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
The hour, My Cool Inventions Radio with John Cremens, Akos Ventura.
Thank you. Oh, easy for you.
Always change the name to Ventura for California.
Yeah, Akos Ventura.
Yeah, and Doug is on the phone with the phone company trying to get his line fixed. So he'll be back with us here in a second. So we're talking about spring and all of the things that pop. Yeah. Into your sales future when it comes to springtime. You walk into the home centers, you walk into the big department stores, and they just blitz you. And here's one of the questions I have, guys, is when you walk into, for example, Target or JCPenney's or wherever it is, or Home Depot even with their outdoor stuff, they are already starting to sell you spring goods in January.
Yeah.
Like right after Christmas. As soon as they clear out for Christmas, boom, there are the patio sets. There are the bathing suits. How do you guys plan for the future when it comes? I mean, like right now you're selling the outdoor stuff. How do you plan for what's coming up in 2 months, 6 months, 8 months, and how far out do you plan?
I think you want to jump the gun. I think what happens is you want to get the middle of winter is the perfect time to get somebody in the mood for spring because everybody's shut in, everything's white, everything's gray. I'm sitting right behind the set here at HSN. I'm right on set, and they're selling right now a corded tiller that tills dirt. And believe it or not, hard to imagine people in the Northeast right now, but the demos right now is the machine digging up the dirt, chopping it up, getting the earth ready for planting. And then it's a perfect, and everything's green, everything's beautiful, it looks warm. It is warm outside. I mean, we're 75 degree heat right now. And I think this puts people in the mood, Rich, to answer your question is, you know, when everybody's out there in May, it's too late because, you know, the convenience of going down to the shop is hard to beat. But right now, those shops aren't ready. But there's no May flower center out there right now. So yeah. These big box stores at HSN are in here trying to beat the gun, jump the gun.
So, because I think what Richard's asking, though, is like, how, you know, when you're bringing the bed of baskets on now, right? When was the order and the purchase made and the idea that it was going to be on now,
right?
Back in HSN? I mean, this whole process has been pretty a long time for the bed of basket, right?
We got the order in August, Rich.
Wow. So, right now, today, the 1st of March, What are you guys planning for now? I mean, are you looking 6 months ahead?
Yeah, we're now buying July. We're buying July right now, July and August. We're selling summer stuff, deep summer stuff, and we're already discussing. I have a meeting with HSN buyers on Wednesday to discuss a September today special for the folding ottoman. So, yeah, they're well out. These guys are way well out. And I think in a month we'll be buying for Christmas.
So what does that do for cash flow for these companies that have to start purchasing and manufacturing goods for 9 and 10 months out?
It's tough. It's a very tough business proposition. You're 100% right, because you know a company like HSN will pay a typical company like this 30, 60 days away after they receive goods. So companies like ours or others who are manufacturing 6-9 months out, they don't see the money for a year, up to a year maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's tough business.
Things that inventors and entrepreneurs don't think of when they're making stuff.
So how many inventors and entrepreneurs can actually finance themselves? They can't. They have to go get help.
Most can't. There are a few exceptions, but most can't. That's why I always tell people, listen, you got to get with the professionals. If you're going to go sell to Home Depot, go find the vendors who are really good at Home Depot. They specialize in it. If you're going to sell to Walmart, go find those specialists or drugstore chains. Yeah. There are specialists who understand this business. License the product. Don't take the risk. Don't do the learning curve these guys already have gone through. Get a really good reputable specialist.
It's amazing because you walk through the stores and you see, the things there 3 and 4 and 5 months in it. You don't really think about it, but there's just a ton of money and a ton of planning and a ton of time that has to go into this. It's very interesting. All right, it's My Cool Inventions Radio at 28 past the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's our limited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guys No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, My Cool Inventions Radio. The winner for last week was Vern Adair with the weed spinner. He was on Friday. What was his final? No, he was on Thursday. What was his final number, John?
I think it was like 87% or something.
87, that's right, too. I think you're right about that. Okay, so he'll be on this Friday's Dream Big America contest with some other folks. And we'll get him on and tell you some different stories about what you could be excited about. The information that's here and the inspiration that comes from it is aimed at a number of things, including getting you inspired. If you've got an idea, go for it, man. Go for it. You can submit your idea at mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.com. Speaking of Dream Big America, our contest last Friday between the fellow that developed the wine chiller, the kill the cup idea, the waste reduction campaign, and the flush down, all three of those people are available right now for you to vote on. Check out the specs on these three companies. If you're a small business person, just support our program, support these people, find out what you like. Oftentimes, the only people who vote are the ones who know those who are in contention, and that's swell. But then there are those people listening to the program who are maybe in small businesses, and you'd like to have support from our listeners if it was you. So help these folks out. Look at them, discern which of these inventions or ideas is better, and vote for them. Very simple, very easy to do at dreambigamerica.us. So check all that out. It goes until Thursday at noon. Friday on the air, we'll announce who the winner is of all the prizes in consideration for the month. So we start a new month today. We have contestants from now until Thursday, and then we'll have the Dream Big contest on Friday. In a moment, as a matter of fact, we're going to meet Eric Tonneson, who has an interesting faceplate to describe for us. Before we get there, though, I want to acknowledge John Cremins and the work that he's doing. ACOS is on TV now, so you can check him out there. You're not supposed to be. You can watch it, but don't have the volume. But listen to us and watch him. Right, John? That's how it works.
Yeah, he'll be on in a couple minutes. Yeah, yesterday, okay. I spent an all day in studio. I had an infomercial shoot I was a co-host on.
Yeah?
And, oh, my God. Doug, I'm so tired today.
Really? Why? What was the shoot?
Nothing
what
like,
were you,
nothing
what
like
are you selling?
Nothing like standing around for 8 hours.
Well, it's concrete, too. You were in a regular studio with concrete floors?
No, we were on location.
Oh, because sometimes concrete will really drain.
You know, and one of those NDA things, I can't discuss the
right,
the
non-disclosure.
Block.
Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness. Let's just say it was an uncomfortable day for me.
Well, you'll be okay, John. You'll live to fight another day.
No, I had to wear something that my body felt like it's...
Oh, that's part of what you can't tell us. Is that what it is?
Yes, really? I can, yeah. It works. I mean, it's a very cool product, but I don't know.
Man, the things that are running through my head right now.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of,
a
private parts protector.
You're right.
See, John.
It's a crotch protector. I'm John Cremins. If you want to buy this crotch
No,
protector
no, no.
Right now,
that's not what he sounds like when he's doing it.
I'm John Cremins. I'm John Cremins. Now.
Hey,
man, do you think your butt looks too big? Try the new butt squeezer.
And he could become. I was looking at a profile of some of the world's richest people. People who, like you and me, get started, didn't have a silver spoon in their house.
Yeah.
Well, they may not have had it in their house, they didn't have it in their mouth. And they've created wealth beyond imagination. I'm looking at the list here. Despite plunging oil prices and the various currencies that are weakening around the world, there are 1,826 billionaires on the planet. 1,826 billionaires, and they have an aggregate net worth of over $7 trillion.
Wow.
These 1,826 billionaires. And when you look at the list, it's nice to see Warren Buffett smiling, and we have the Bill Gateses of the world. And what I get a kick out of is when I'm looking at this story, tell me that this isn't, whether this is a mistake or not a mistake, but an accident or the reality. Right under the picture in the story of Warren Buffett is a banner for Geico. Do you know why that is intriguing?
Is he a part owner?
Berkshire Hathaway stock, the stock holdings, owns Geico.
Yeah.
Geico is the former government employees insurance company that everybody knows. Does anybody not know about Geico? They've done such a great job of establishing a brand.
Their ads are awesome, right?
I don't know whether in 15 minutes you can really save 15% or more. I don't know. I know some people have Geico insurance.
I did.
It's okay. You had Geico? You saved
Good. I've had it for a long time.
Have you?
Actually, it was one of the easiest ways to get insured for my kids.
Yeah, okay.
My son. Which is very difficult and very costly. Yeah.
I just found it interesting. The placement, it's all in placement. The placement at this picture, right under Warren Buffett's picture, is the Geico
banner.
Just happens to be there. Yeah. All right. Speaking of who's happening to be here, Eric Tonneson is here. I want John to introduce him and have him tell us about his easy faceplate.
Yeah, this is actually, you know what, when I first looked at it, because Eric actually sent it to our studios here, and we were looking at it, and I'm trying to figure it out. I was going, why would I do this? Then I had my aha moment. Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how many faceplates I've overturned the screw on and broken them or cracked them, and it bugged the heck out of me. And then I never went back to the hardware store to get another one because I was afraid I was going to do it again. Well, he's come up with a pretty amazing way to take those, the old faceplates and really make them look awesome. Absolutely awesome. I did it in my office just to see what it would look like, and I like it better. So let's welcome Eric to the show. Hi, Eric. Good morning, and thanks for joining us here on My Cool Inventions.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so Eric, I'm looking at this, and now the folks at home can actually, if they're online, they can actually look at it on our website at mycoolinventions.com. They just hit the vote button, they'll see what it looks like. But for those that are in their car right now driving along the road, can you tell them, explain to them what it looks like and what it's supposed to accomplish?
Well, what it looks like, it looks like a basic faceplate. But if you take the faceplate itself and take the face of the receptacle, that's where you plug in your item, and you mesh them together, it's all in one. So, for an example, if you get something on your outlet that there it is, the receptacle itself, and the receptacle works, and you can't clean it off, be it paint, dust, or dirt, you just remove the old faceplate cover itself and take this all-in-one faceplate, which has the face of the receptacle built into the plate, and you cover over the receptacle and screw it on like a receptacle faceplate cover. And it gives it a beautiful new facelift look.
So let's explain that, because most people, when they go into a hardware store and they go into one of the big department stores, and they see these faceplates, the decorative ones, they have silver, they have gold, they have black, they have white, they have cream color. They all have the big holes in them, right? And that's supposed to be where the receptacle is supposed to kind of fit in. So your invention actually has that cover built in, so it covers that, but still allows you to plug things in.
Absolutely. It covers it beautifully. It doesn't interfere with the receptacle behind it. It doesn't compromise it in any way, shape, or form. It just covers it and gives it a new facelift.
So nobody had this idea before you put it in?
Apparently not.
Wow.
I came across this idea back in around 2006, because I rehab homes. I buy them from the banks and I rehab them, and I was paying electricians left and right to change perfectly good working receptacles, just so, you know, the next person who purchased the home, they would look at them, and, you know, nobody wants to buy a home if a receptacle looks horrible and if it doesn't match the paint on the walls. And it was bothering me, just throwing money out the window. So I said, you know, there's got to be another way. So, you know, one day I was actually up in bed, and I jumped out of my sleep, and I thought of this in my sleep, and I drew a design. And it, from that point on, you know, we're at the point where we are now. You know, I had to go through a lot of prototyping and, you know, samples and ideas and size and patents. You know, just had to get patented, too. It's not just an idea I have out there. It's actually patented with the United States Patent Office and also Canada. I have it patented in Canada also.
How long did it take to get it from the moment you had the aha moment to now? How long have you been into this?
Oh, it's been since 2006, so it's about 9 years in the making, to the point where we are now, yes. It took a while.
Eric.
It just didn't happen overnight.
Eric, I'm excited to hear your pitch, and I'm going to have a few questions. I'm sure Doug will as well when we get done with the pitch here. So how this is going to work, and those of you listening at home, Eric's going to give us a one-minute pitch. He's going to give you his best elevator pitch that he can, and then you're going to get a chance to decide whether it's a big thumbs up or a thumbs down. What you can do is you can vote, text a vote on your smartphone. Pull over, though. Text the number 22333. That's 22333, and put thumbs up or thumbs down. And then, or go to our website, MyCoolInventions.com, hit the vote button, and you can vote there. So, Eric, I've got a feeling you're ready.
I'm ready.
Right. Any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Aren't you tired of looking at those dirty, outdated, painted over outlets? We at Easy Faceplate have invented a simple and inexpensive way to give your outlets the facelift they need with our all-in-one outlet faceplate covers. They come in four styles and two colors, white and beige, and our new addition, glow-in-the-dark. All of our faceplates are paintable so you can match any room's decor. The faceplates are so easy to install, all you need is a flat-edge screwdriver. There's absolutely no need to hire an expensive electrician. And for the month of March, when you purchase Easy Faceplate from our website, enter in the coupon box 20% to receive 20% off your entire order, including free shipping. For more information and a purchase, please visit us at easyfaceplate.com. That's the letter EZFaceplate.com. Also, please remember to go to MyCoolInventions.com to place your thumbs up vote for the Easy Faceplate.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Well, I would say that was pretty darn near perfect. Except for one thing.
I tried.
You were timing-wise. Doug, you got it in within a minute, but yeah. I didn't hear what the price is.
Mm-mm.
I get 20% off what? What's the price, Eric?
$19.99.
So $19.99. Well, what does that get me? One.
You get 10 faceplates for $19.99.
Why so cheap?
I can raise it, but then I won't have any sales.
How do you know you won't have any sales?
I'll have that 1,178 people buying. That's not going to keep me alive. Okay, the billionaires are going to buy it. This is pretty much for the DIY person, the person who really can't afford, you know, to go out and hire an electrician first.
I'm not sure we agree with you, but go ahead, John.
This is a discussion that we had when we first got these in. I'm going, what's it going to be for the one? Well, I mean, and we shouldn't offer my one. You want, because you look at this, you're not going to just want to put in a one outlet. You're going to put in one in a bunch. So you'd have to offer.
Right, you're going to want to do the entire room.
Packs of 10 or 20, and then you'd have to come up with some kind of price that would be right with this. Now, what's it cost per plate if you went out and bought just a one plate? If you went, let's say, I go to Home Depot and I buy one plate, what does it cost me for a plate?
Well, the thing is, we don't have it sold in individuals. Right now, we're selling them in 10 packs, and we're trying to hit the retail market. We're in talks right now with Lowe's and Home Depot and Ace Hardware at the moment. But again, those talks can take for a while until they decide how they want it packaged for their stores, because every store would have a package somewhat a little different due to their store.
Yeah, but okay. I'm assuming that they're going to want multi-packs, don't they? They want to have or 20.
The more money.
We got a few seconds. What happens when you put it on to the old plate? Doesn't it make it harder to stick the plug in as far or not?
No, it does not compromise the receptacle at all. We made it less than 1/100,000th of an inch thin.
Yeah, you're taking the old plate off.
And you're just looking at the receptacle with no plate on the wall. This takes the place of the old plate, and it gives it a new face. You have to remove the old face plate. You can't leave it on.
All right.
That's why it's that easy. You just unscrew it and screw it on.
Voting now begins until noontime at mycoolinventions.com. Check out the easy faceplate. Eric, thank you for being here.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online, and $314 while supplies last. See store, staples.com for details.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A complicated issue involving the White House, Congress, and Israel. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in Washington, D.C. yesterday. He will address Congress tomorrow, accepting an invitation to do so from House Republican leaders, which has led to plenty of criticism from Democrats for the way this invitation bypassed the White House. Netanyahu is expected to press his case against any nuclear deal with Iran. A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. feels Netanyahu should not speak to Congress. On CNN's State of the Union, Michael Oren said the prime minister is injecting himself into Washington politics.
The prime minister could speak somewhere else, or not perhaps not intercede between the White House and the Congress, or between Democrats and Republicans.
It should be noted that Michael Oren is running in Israel's upcoming elections as a member of an opposing party to that of Prime Minister Netanyahu. Meanwhile, at a UN Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, Secretary of State John Kerry spoke out in defense of Israel against what the administration calls the Council's bias against the Jewish state.
We will oppose any effort by any group or participant in the UN system to arbitrarily and regularly delegitimize or isolate Israel, not just in the HRC, but wherever it occurs.
Secretary Kerry will meet this week with Iran's foreign minister over their nuclear program. He'll also discuss Syria and Ukraine with Russia's foreign minister. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market's coming off some losses last Friday. The Dow dropped 82 points, closing the week at 18,133. NASDAQ down 24 points. S&P lost 6 points. More winter weather over the weekend. A combination of snow, sleet, freezing rain affecting several sections of the east. In and around New York City today, a sheet of ice on many roads. In Brooklyn, this driver said, too much. Many people drive like maniacs.
Just take it slow. Just because you're in a four-wheel drive car doesn't mean you can go through anything.
And in Boston, this has become the official sound of winter. Sound of a snowblower. And the city of Boston is now only a few inches short of breaking its all-time snowfall record. Boston had 2 inches of snow by 2 this morning, which brought its snow total to almost 104 inches for the season. That's less than 4 inches shy of the nearly 108 inches Boston got in the winter of 95-96, which is the all-time record. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Attention is like a spotlight.
Will Smith's con caper, Focus, number one in theaters in its debut weekend, pulling in $19.1 million. The previous number one, 50 Shades of Grey, dropping to fourth. And finally, William Shatner is back in Los Angeles, but he didn't exactly get there from Florida at warp speed. As you know, Star Trek legend Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock on the series, passed away last Friday at the age of 83. Shatner offered an immediate statement saying he loved Leonard like a brother. Why then did William Shatner not attend Nimoy's funeral in L.A. yesterday? Shatner said he had already committed to a Red Cross ball in Florida. Captain Kirk took a lot of heat for this, to say the least. Nimoy's funeral took place at 9 a.m. local time in L.A. yesterday. Apparently, Shatner arrived back in L.A. just before noon. He took to social media to defend himself, writing that there seems to be a misconception that flights from Florida to L.A. occur all night long. He also went after one critic who suggested he use a private jet when he responded, quote, I must have missed your email about underwriting the arrangement and paying for this, end quote, as if Bill Shatner couldn't afford a private jet. Bottom line, he could have been there if he had really wanted to. Or maybe it was Scotty's fault for not being able to beam him to L.A.
Enterprise. Transport room energized.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and unless number 3030.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs.
drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.